Tom, welcome back. First question, why come out of retirement?
It's a pretty good one. Look, I've always had the itch. When I did retire, it was, it wasn't necessarily because I didn't love the game or wasn't good enough. It was more to do with some family reasons. So, the opportunity arose. I always said that I'd take it when it comes about. So when it did, it was a pretty easy conversation to have, and we got it over the line. So, yeah, happy to be back.
You've spent some time out of the game. How is the body feeling, and how do you think it can hold up to a pretty rigorous year, I imagine, with some pretty tight turnarounds in terms of games?
Yeah, it's going to be a bit difficult, but at the same time, I think the year off, year and a half off, did my body pretty well. My ankles aren't swollen, my knees aren't sore, the back's good. In general, the time I had off was actually really good for my body, and I'm feeling pretty good. I've got two practices under my belt already, and the legs are good, and just kind of catching up, I guess, on the footwork side of things. But overall, I'm feeling pretty good about where my body is at the moment.
This has been in the pipeline for a little while. Can you just take us back to when it was? And I imagine it would have been maybe Trev just sounding you out with a phone call, or how did that go about, and when did that start?
I'm not too sure how my name actually got put in the pile, but I think Greg Hire and Jacoby Chance had something to do with it in terms of putting my name in there. They had a quick text message to see where my head was at and what I wanted to do, and then the phone call came from Trev kind of early December, and the conversation started from there. And I think it was about halfway through December where we said, we'll just see, give me some time on my feet. I'll go do some workouts where I was living at the time and see if my body held up, and it went all well. And so we just okayed it and just went from there. So I came over, did my medical, and I obviously was pretty happy with where I was at, and so were they. So just moved forward.
You plan on playing and, I guess, suiting up next Sunday? Is that the goal? Are you able to do that or not really?
It just depends, I guess, on what the support staff say. And, they're going to make sure that I'm obviously at the lower risk of the injury side of things for when they do want to suit me up. But, the way I'm feeling, if I can go, I'm definitely going to go 100%. So, it'll just be depending on what they think of my body and how I'm tracking along during practices. But at the moment, fingers crossed, it's all going to be sweet for the first game of the season.
And have you been able to train with the teammates yet?
Yeah. So I was pretty, I actually got in on Boxing Day. I did my 14 days quarantine, which was good fun all by myself. And then obviously with things changing over in Queensland, the Wildcats, when they flew back in on Saturday, they had to start their quarantine. So I just rolled onto my second quarantine. Now I'm rooming over here with Jared Bairstow. So I just rolled straight into quarantine, was out of practice the first day that they were allowed to as well. So it's pretty fortunate.
Beautiful.
Ash, you want to go next? You are muted, Ash.
Sorry.
Got you now.
Yep. Okay. How's it been the two lots of quarantine for you mentally? It's probably not the ideal preparation given that, you have had the year off.
It was getting into, I think it was Thursday, when we kind of realized that I'd probably have to be doing a second quarantine. It was pretty tough mentally. I had been working out really hard and was obviously expecting to go straight into, practice with the guys, and it just kind of being, as normal as possible, obviously considering the times. So it was a bit of a kick to the guts, to be honest with you, to have to ride straight back into a quarantine. But at the same time, the club's been fantastic, and especially us having the exemption to go on and train as a team was, we knew we'll be able to get it over the line at some point. So it was better off to meet the team then. And, it's good to obviously hang out with teammates and have someone rooming with while you're doing quarantine other than doing it by yourself. It's a pretty rough trot when you don't have anyone to talk to, face-to-face, that contact. So,
was there ever, you mentioned before that, you sort of never really wanted to retire and it's through a matter of different sort of circumstances. Did you consider going and playing for a different club this year? You know, if Wildcats haven't sort of given you this opportunity, were you actively seeking out other teams to play in the NBL?
Kind of did at the beginning, but nothing really eventuated, and I didn't really push too hard, to be honest with you. It was kind of one of those things that if someone came knocking, just kind of like the situation that we're in now, then, you know, I'd grab it with both hands and run with it. But it was more of a case of if someone really wanted me and you know, the role was there, then I would have picked it up and we kind of would have made it work. But it just worked out really well here because obviously we decided to move back here to Perth. We had planned on moving back earlier on the year, and now just, I guess, expedited the process of us doing it.
And, you know, the contract has sort of been in development for a little while and sort of up in the air. And there's, I guess, Bryce Cotton, his citizenship almost might come through as well. Is there any risk that, you know, him then no longer being an import, that there's risk of you not being able to, or someone coming in and filling your role potentially?
Look, I mean, it's not a conversation we've really had in those terms. If it happens, it happens. You know, I want the best for the club. I'm here to help them win a championship. So if my role changes over time, then it's just one of those things. But as far as I'm concerned, as far as the club's concerned at the moment, is that I'm going to be the backup centre for now, and I'll do my best to help this club win another championship.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Cheers.
Craig.
Yeah, just on that issue itself, so is it a case of that? It comes down to performance, I suppose. If they, the import position does open up again, remains, and whoever doesn't would be the one who would be replaced in that scenario. Is that basically how the discussion has gone?
No, I mean, there hasn't been any real discussion about it. I mean, Bryce's situation is what it is. Like, it's still pending. There's still a lot of things that need to happen, and I'm assuming I'm actually not too far over it to be able to give you that much information in regards to it. So I've been brought in to be the backup center and to help the team out in any way possible. And if that changes over time, that's obviously a conversation that Trev and the club will have with me or have with whichever player that may be. But as far as I'm aware, and as far as, you know, I'm aware that the club's aware, I'm that, you know, the backup center and I'm part of the squad. And like I said, things happen throughout a season anyway. So it's, you know, there's been plenty of times where guys have been churned in and churned out of teams, and it's just one of those things. But I'm here to play. I'm here to win a championship. I'm here to contribute. It's not just a fluff thing. And, you know, I know this club. I know how to play in the system that Trev put forth. So that's the exact reason why they contacted me.
And where have you been? I saw you in Melbourne at one stage last year. I hear you're in Byron Bay at one point a couple of months back. You've been in Queensland at one point as well, I believe. Where have you been living? What's life been like since you retired?
So we were in Melbourne for about six or seven months after I got done playing. And then just before everything got locked down here last year, we decided we'll move up to northern New South Wales. Originally, we were going to move up to Queensland, the Gold Coast area, and then we kind of remembered a town that we'd holidayed in when I used to play for the Bullets, and just decided to rent a house there and enjoy a bit of beach life. So just been doing that and just kind of hanging about, being a stay-at-home dad and just supporting my wife and enjoying life.
Awesome.